all the papers and stuff full of Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones may catch on to it eventually. Downton Abbey, on the other hand, I've had a complete U-turn on that over the weekend.
You used to hate that!
I know, all this nonsense about people living in a big stately home. Love it. My mum lent me all three box sets. And I'm loving it now.
So what, you've only just started watching?
Only just started. I completely missed the boat the first time it was. Jeez. I'm on the second episode of series one at the moment. And I feel like I know all the characters already.
Bless you. I'm so glad you've come around to it because it is brilliant. And everyone else just loved it.
Carlton the butler. He's amazing. What a chap.
I like the fact that you're like 2 years behind everybody else.
Lady Sybil, I understand your thoughts on
Lady Sybil, huh?
We won't tell him that Lady Sybil dies, shall we?
No, let's not do it for Lady Sybil.
Oh, don't do that, honestly. You are joking, aren't you? You've just ruined.
You'll never know.
Oh, man. Honestly, does Lady Sybil die?
Chris has only just started watching Downton Abbey like 7 years after the rest of us.
He was
slagging it off all of last year when we were into it.
Three whole series for me, if that's true.
Well, you won't. The thing is, even if we say it's not true.
Why would you say that, though?
Yeah, but
so now you presume that it's not true?
It might not be true. I might have just been winding you up.
No, I'm presuming it's true because Jules comes out with stuff like that.
Yeah, but she could be just winding you up. It could just be.
Well, she could well be, but.
Yeah, but it's not because she does die. Right.
What? Honestly. I don't know whether to believe this or not. Does Lady Sybil die?